going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh. That sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Short work week for most peeps. And the weather is starting to turn. Last weekend was supposed to be the unofficial start of summer. I think we're getting there maybe this weekend. Buckos in action tonight. We're going to talk to Noah Hiles at 8:35. What a nice man, Doran. Because it's 5:35 his time. And he made sure to mention that when I texted him yesterday. But he's going to power through.
Nice.
He's going to do it.
Nice.
We have Pat Narduzzi, special guest, joining us today at 7. The game times of the first three pit games have been announced, including the Backyard Brawl. I noticed on social media, Doran, that for the first two games, it said August 30th, September 6th. And then for the Backyard Brawl, it just said 9-13, 2025.
Yep.
And I would like to say to the Pitt football social media team.
Good job.
Good troll job. Quality troll job.
Yeah.
We got Jason Mackey from 9 o'clock until 10. It's going to be a banger of a show. And we start off with significant player watch. Jordan Schultz, Fox, right? And all over the place. NFL insider. He wrote yesterday, the Steelers have had preliminary conversations with multiple teams about potentially adding another playmaker on offense to complement DK Metcalf per multiple sources. I'm going to stop it right there. Really? Was one of them Chris Olave? Remember someone reporting that a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, Pittsburgh is believed to be motivated to get a deal done at some point, though there's still plenty of time before the season. The Steelers could have up to 12 picks in the 2026 NFL draft. We knew this,
yeah.
But now it's out there with a big-time NFL insider. Well, now the biggest NFL insider. He tweets, Adam Schefter. The Dolphins have had trade discussions with the Pittsburgh Steelers about their lone Pro Bowl selection last season, tight end Jonnu Smith, per league sources. So, the Steelers are poking around. I think you could get Jonnu Smith and still get a wide receiver. But let's say you only got Jonnu Smith. This is anecdotal, but just poking around on social media yesterday, I feel like most Steelers fans were against this.
Mm.
And I don't get it. Now, you're a tight end guy. Big-time tight end guy. We talked about Jonnu Smith last year being someone we thought would have fit because of the Arthur Smith connection. Why would people not want Jonnu Smith? He had 884 yards last year and 8 touchdowns. Jonnu Smith had 16 fewer yards than George Pickens, but had like 30 more receptions, and he had 5 more touchdowns. I don't care if you're a wide receiver. I don't care if you're a tight end. I don't care what you call him. You're a playmaker. That's a Pro Bowler. I want that guy. Doran, your thoughts?
Well, this situation makes me upset because last year I thought it was a for sure thing that they would get Jonnu Smith. I know Arthur Smith obviously loves tight ends and loves move tight ends, athletic tight ends. And Jonnu Smith was a free agent, and I don't think he cost that much whenever he did sign with the Dolphins. I thought the Steelers were just going to pick him up. Now you're going to give up an asset to trade for him if this goes through. So now, last year, you could have just paid him a little bit of money and had him on the roster. and he probably would have produced. I don't know if he'd have produced at this level because the Dolphins' offense is way different.
Sure.
But he still would have produced last year, and now you're going to go try to get him, but you're going to have to give up some capital for him that you could use for something else in next year's draft. But you got to look at it like this. Like, he's a weapon. He's a weapon. Like, he's not your traditional tight end. Like, he's like myself, really. Like, we're exactly almost the same size. He's a flex tight end that can move around, do different things. He's like a gadget player. He can run the football too. He has done very, very well with Arthur Smith in both stops with Arthur Smith, the Titans and the Falcons. Look, if you envision Jonnu Smith and say that he has, you know, close to the production he has had last year with DK Metcalf and Pat Freiermuth.
Exactly.
Like, you're controlling the middle of the field, and then you have DK Metcalf controlling the outside, and then your run game does open up. Like, this guy could block too. You still have Darnell Washington if you want to go heavy and run the football. Those are three top-of-the-line tight ends in the NFL. I'm not saying they're the best, but they're top-of-the-line tight ends. You're going to have three of them with their skill set and what they do. You know, Darnell Washington can block his ass off. Like, he's the best in the NFL at doing that. Then you got Pat, who's your big, you know, all-around tight end, and Jonnu Smith can just do all kinds of different things. I think it would be a huge component to this offense, and a guy that knows the offense, he wouldn't need OTAs.
That's right.
You know, he could come in and he already knows what's going on. So he's a weapon. He's not just a tight end. He's a receiver, tight end, running back, everything. And he still has a lot of tread left on his tire. So and that doesn't hold you back from getting a number two receiver too, or number three receiver.
Well, that's my thing. Like, Jonnu Smith doesn't have to be the final piece of the puzzle. You could still then go out and sign Amari Cooper.
Yep.
And I think that would then be the move, because Amari Cooper is going to play on the outside. Keenan Allen's going to play on the inside. But you think about Jonnu Smith. If Jonnu Smith, seriously, man, had the numbers he had last year and was a slot receiver, people would be going nuts right now.
Right.
Oh, a slot receiver.
Even an outside receiver.
Right.
Even an outside, an X.
With 880 yards.
And 8 touchdowns.
And 8 touchdowns.
88 catches.
I will take you down memory lane. When the Penguins were at a crossroads with Jordan Staal, and the conversation was, man, Jordan Staal wants $6 million a year. Do you really want to pay a third line center $6 million a year? And my talking point even then, they obviously wound up trading him, and he made $6 million a season with Carolina, and he's still there now. The talking point was, for me, I don't care if he's a third line center. Is he good? Is he not? And isn't having Jordan Staal better than not having Jordan Staal?
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while before they could finally replace Jordan Staal with a legitimate third line center. It took all the way until Nick Bonino. They tried it with Sutter. It didn't work out. Now mm-hmm. I'm digressing. I don't care if you're a third line center or a second line right wing or your first line left wing. You need that to win. This offense needs another playmaker. The word you used is weapon. I don't care if he's got T-E next to his name, or he's a slot, or he's an X, or is he, it doesn't matter to me. You need a guy who can catch the football and score touchdowns. And if Jonnu Smith is available, you try to get him. Also, the Steelers used three tight ends more than any team in football last year, 15% of the time. And you think about the production that Jonnu Smith had with Arthur Smith in Atlanta. The final season of Arthur Smith there, you had two good tight ends. Jonnu Smith was your number two tight end.
Mm-hmm.
He had nearly 600 yards.
Yep.
People on Twitter yesterday were saying, oh, the Steelers didn't feature the middle of the field last year. Yeah, that's because the quarterbacks didn't want to do it. Arthur Smith damn well did. And I saw Pony put out, this would tell me that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be here. This is an Arthur Smith move. I don't think...
That has nothing, no connection.
I agree. Because Aaron Rodgers does target the middle of the field. Russ didn't, never did, even when he was in his heyday. Justin Fields didn't last year, never did. Just not his skill set. Aaron Rodgers is going to throw the ball all over the place.
Yep.
So I think this actually, if anything, would mean that they're trying to get a playmaker for Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
412-928-9370.
I mean, it just, it makes a lot of sense. And obviously they signed Darnold Parham in the offseason. So, I mean, this would leave Connor Hayward as the odd man
yes.
out at the end of the day. But, you know, it's football. It's a business. But I think that the more playmakers and bigger bodies that you can get, that's the brand of football the Steelers and Arthur Smith wants to play. I mean, Parham's what, 6'8", 6'7"? Darnell Washington's 6'8", 6'7". You know, Pat Fry, you know, 6'5", 6'6", and Jonas Smith, 6'3". That can, you know, he can run on safeties. He can play that inside slot receiver if you need him to. That's the type of brand of football that they want to play. And then you have DK on the outside. That's a big lineup if you put it in front of a defense. And guys that can do multiple things. Like this, to me, if they get Jonnu, I feel like that they're in a way better spot than they are right now. Way better.
I agree 100%. 100%. The Steelers, or I should phrase it this way, Steelers fans would be building a statue of a guy if they scored 8 touchdowns with the team last year.
Right.
Everyone was crying about George Pickens, or I shouldn't say everyone, but a sizable chunk of the fan base. Oh my God, George Pickens scored 3 touchdowns. Jonnu Smith scored 8. And they featured him prominently, fair enough. And yeah, it is a different offense, fair enough. Arthur Smith wants to play tight end more than anybody. And I just don't want to get hung up in trying to delineate the title of the position these guys are playing. Right. If you've got DK Metcalf, Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith on the field, and Roman Wilson, you're in a much better place than you are if it's Parham and you're trying to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
Parham. Or if it's Darnell Washington, and God bless those guys. Those are good football players.
Mm-hmm.
Washington's a good football player. He's not a great receiving threat. They need to use him more in the red zone. But if you've got Jonnu Smith out there and Pat Freiermuth and DK Metcalf, that's tough on a defense.
Yes.
So we're all for it. Are you? 412-928-9370. That's the number to call. Here's a text. You just paid Pat Freiermuth. You haven't used Washington correctly. Sure, another tight end will work. I thought eventually it did work out last year with Darnell Washington.
Yeah.
When the Steelers' offense was really cooking, he was touching the football a significant amount. I'm not saying he was the straw that stirred the drink.
How is he not used correctly?
I totally disagree with that.
I mean, he's a blocking tight end. But go back and watch every game and see where whenever they ran the football and needed to get a couple yards, like he was in there doing his job, which is blocking. Now, in the passing game, maybe they could have used him more, but he was used exactly how he was supposed to be used. In the flat, every once in a while?
That's what I was going to say.
And blocking.
How many times when the Steelers were stymied running the football, would they say, to hell with it, so run a little play action, boot, and get the ball to Darnell Washington. It's a free 7 yards.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being a slot corner, and now I'm trying to tackle that guy. It's free 7 yards.
Yeah.
So I think they utilized him appropriately. People think that he, because of his size, and that he could be Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, nah.
That's not what he is. I think they used him appropriately. And I think people are underselling just how little Russell Wilson and Justin Fields wanted to throw the ball in the middle of the field. 412-928-9370. Do you want Jonnu Smith? Simple question. Let's get your thoughts on it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We got Pat Narduzzi, Pitt football coach, coming up at 7 o'clock. And so I was just doing a little research, Dorn, during the break. And I thought that the backyard brawl after this season was going to resume in 2028. I'm wrong. It's 2029.
Yeah, it's a little while.
We got to get Pat to fix that.
Which Pat?
Narduzzi.
Okay.
Well, I was talking about Bostic.
Yeah.
Is Bostic involved in such matters?
I'm sure he's in the meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Narduzzi would want this to end. I don't think Rich Rod would want this to end. Now, it's difficult, and I'm not looking at Pitt's future schedules, but, oh my God, next year West Virginia opens up against Alabama. What the hell are we doing?
There?
Morgantown.
Oh, wow.
Then 2027 at Alabama. We also play Virginia in Charlotte next year. With all due respect to Virginia, and I know that that's fun because there's a lot of West Virginia fans on the East Coast. With all due respect, like it's kind of a bowl-like atmosphere. They did it against Tennessee a few years ago. It was a blast. Would you rather play Virginia in Charlotte or Pitt at Acrisure?
Right.
What would the fans rather have?
Mm-hmm.
So make it happen. Figure it out. We also play UT Martin. Get UT Martin the hell out of there at VMI the next year. Who needs it?
I have a strong feeling that they're going to get something done. I don't know why, but I mean, obviously I'm not privy to anything, but I have a feeling that they know how much this game matters for both sides.
Yeah.
And that everybody wants to play it, and I feel like that they can get something done in the meantime. Why not? Like, who's going to vote against it?
Those two guys understand the rivalry.
Yeah.
Narduzzi, obviously Rich Rod, they understand the rivalry. They know what it means to the fan bases. Regionality is so important. I think Neil Brown got it, too. I'll tell you who doesn't give a rat's ass about any of that stuff is James Franklin. And that bums me out. And I don't feel like getting into it more because Penn State fans will clog my mentions and they'll try to ruin my weekend, and I don't want to deal with that.
Well, I mean, it really comes down to they have their eyes set on higher things than rivalries and playing in their minds the little brothers.
Right.
Like they feel like that they're a top-tier program, which, yeah, they are right now, and that they're worried about winning national championships and not playing Pitt or West Virginia.
They played us.
Right, they played. Okay, so they're not worried about playing Pitt because they are worried about their playoff runs.
I get it from their perspective. Nevada, though, is how they open their season. Everyone's got those kind of games.
Yeah.
Then they got FIU, then they got Villanova. You can't play one. Seriously, you can't play one P5 school out of conference. That's what drives me nuts. Oh, the Big Ten's so tough. Yeah, okay, it is. You can also probably lose three games and still get into the playoff anymore because of the way that it's set up. And it might be even easier following this season for Big Ten teams to get in because they're probably going to have four automatic qualifiers. And your fourth team probably going to be 9-3. And I think strength of schedule is important. Like, okay, yeah, they play Oregon to kick off their conference schedule. Now I'm really digressing. I apologize. So you got Oregon, You got to go on the road to Iowa. You got to go on the road to Ohio State. This is Penn State's schedule. Every other game, they're going to be a sizable favorite in.
Huge.
You can't slip a Pitt in instead of a Villanova. Like, come on. Drives me nuts. Anyhow, I digress. Do you have anything to add?
No.
All right. John U. Smith, 412-928-9370. You want to see the Steelers bring him in? Doran and I are for it. Forget about the position he plays. He's a tight end. Yes, that is true. Consider him a weapon. Texter, Bob from Johnstown. I was against it because I knew we had depth at tight end, but your rationale actually makes sense and has changed my opinion. And positionless football.
Yeah.
He's going to line up in the slot an awful lot if you get him. Pat Freiermuth lines up in the slot all the time. And you've got two very good blocking tight ends on this roster. You strengthen your depth, but you're also getting a guy that's going to be a big-time red zone threat for you, who had 8 touchdowns last year, nearly 900 yards, had a bunch of catches, in an offense that is designed, we didn't see it last year, but is designed to attack the middle of the field.
Yes.
And here's another thing. A lot of what I've heard about Mason Rudolph is, oh, let Mason start. Let him be QB1 for 17 games because he's a perfect fit for Arthur Smith's offense. Meanwhile, I feel like a lot of Steelers fans yesterday, oh, no, you can't get another tight end. You can't get a Jonnu Smith. Well, which is it? If you want Mason because he's a great fit for Arthur Smith's offense, you should want Jonnu Smith
right.
because he's also a great fit for Arthur Smith's offense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can just envision, I know exactly if they get this done, like how they would roll out, and especially if they don't get another number two, number three wide receiver. Like, I mean, their base personnel is going to be 12 personnel, which is two tight ends, one running back, but you make that number two receiver on the opposite side of DK Metcalf. You got DK Metcalf, Darnell Washington, that's in tight. You got Pat Freiermuth that's in tight or flexed, and then you have Jonnu Smith on the outside as the Z, but you motion him down. Like, he doesn't need to be stagnant on the outside. You motion him down and then let him work the crossing routes on the inside of the field and have Pat Freiermuth on safeties. Like, it's that simple sometimes whenever you have athletic players that are big bodies.
You're creating matchup problems.
Creating matchups every single time. And then you could run the football, too, out of it.
I know people are down on Arthur Smith because of last year. I think a lot of that had to do with Tomlin, and he's not going anywhere. And a lot of it had to do with the quarterbacks unwilling to throw the ball in the middle of the field. If you've got Rodgers, or even, frankly, if it's Mason Rudolph, you're going to see more of the offense that Arthur Smith wants to run. Now, you're not going to see, I don't think, Rodgers on the move a whole hell of a lot, and that's what Arthur wants to have as part of the offense, but just throwing the ball in the middle of the field, I think it's going to be opened up for them. And Arthur Smith runs a unique offense. Like, you don't have a lot of teams in the NFL running this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got a quarterback that can attack where Arthur wants to attack, I think it can be a much better offense this year. And I think one of the reasons why, maybe the biggest reason why, in fact, the biggest reason why his offenses in Atlanta weren't great is because he also had bad quarterback play there,
right.
too.
Yep.
When he had Tannehill, and yeah, he had Derrick Henry, it's kind of a big deal, but when he had Tannehill, he made Tannehill look like a damn superstar.
Yeah, he did.
And I know that Rodgers can't move the way that Tannehill did. I mean, Tannehill's a hell of an athlete, played wide receiver at A&M, but you get a quarterback that is willing to throw the ball where the offense is designed, I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised by Arthur Smith this year.
Well, you're also going to get the influence of Aaron Rodgers if he does come.
Sure.
Like, that's the difference between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph. Like, Mason Rudolph is just running Arthur Smith's offense. Aaron Rodgers is running offense and the way he thinks it can work, which you probably would side with. Because, you know, he's the structure of the offense is going to be Arthur Smith's, but it's going to be the creation of Aaron Rodgers.
A little meld in there.
And he knows exactly what to do.
They didn't do that with Russ, and a texter just brought up that same point. They clearly view Aaron Rodgers as a higher level player than they viewed Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
They're waiting around for this guy, for God's sakes. I mean, Adam Schefter is quipping that they could wait until September 7th. So, if you're going to wait around for this guy this long, the next logical thought would be they're going to let him have say.
Yeah. And have to, right?
You have to. Because it doesn't make sense otherwise, man.
He's never been in an offense. I mean, maybe whenever he was early on with McCarthy, where he probably was like, yeah, I'm going to just run the offense. But other than that, like, he runs what he wants to run.
LaFleur talked about it in the Aaron Rodgers documentary. that after that first season, they sat down and they mixed some of the old McCarthy elements in with the LaFleur elements. You would do something similar here. But make no mistake, Aaron Rodgers has no problems throwing the ball over the middle of the field. Texter, we haven't used the middle of the field in 4 years. What makes you think they will now? Exactly that.
Because of Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. They didn't trust rookie Kenny. They didn't trust Mitch Trubisky for good reason. And then the two quarterbacks last year just simply didn't like doing it. Maybe I'm naive, but that's how I view it. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jonnu Smith is the bigger name, but there was another report out there yesterday of the Steelers checking in on a wide receiver. We'll give you that guy who reported it. We'll react coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pitt football coach Pat Narduzzi going to be joining us at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Someone texted in, aren't you worried about Jonnu Smith? Because he's had one great year in the NFL, and it was when he got away from Arthur Smith's system. No, I look at his 2023 season in Atlanta as his breakout year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had 582 yards, 3 touchdowns, which isn't a huge number. But he was targeted 70 times with 50 catches. That's a quarterback issue to me.
Yeah. I mean, 2020 with the Titans and Arthur Smith, I mean, he had 41 catches, 448 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
There you go. And he wasn't the primary weapon.
No.
But as a piece of it, in only 14 games, those are pretty good numbers.
I think A.J. Brown was receiver then, there, right?
Exactly. They had two good receivers, and he was a good tight end for them, but he was the third option.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, if you include Derrick Henry,
right.
Which I would include him. But 8 touchdowns is nothing to scoff at. when I look at the Steelers production last year from their pass catchers, Freiermuth had 7 touchdowns. Nobody else even came close. Pickens had 3. Calvin Austin had 4. Van Jefferson had 2. Nobody else then had more than 1. And you have an opportunity to acquire a guy that had 884 yards and 8 touchdowns. And it seems to me like more people are down on it than not. I just don't get it. Steelers have been linked to another wide receiver. Zachary Smith reports the Steelers have poked around on Bucks wide receiver Trey Palmer. That does nothing for me.
Nothing.
Nothing. 39 catches for 385 yards his first year in Tampa. Second year in Tampa, 12 catches for 172 yards. And we know how banged up they were last year at wide receiver. Like, this would have been an opportunity for him to make plays. He played in 15 games. You had Godwin blow out his
ankle
in a disgusting fashion. You had Evans get banged up. This guy plays 15 games and all he could muster was 12 catches for 172 yards. This does absolutely nothing for me. This would just be a depth guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that, hey, there's value in that, fine. But they need a playmaker. And that's what Jonnu Smith is. That's what Amari Cooper could be. I would much rather pay $10 million, give up nothing to get Amari Cooper than have to give up any draft pick. No offense to Trey Palmer.
Right.
No, he's fast.
Yeah, he's a Scotty Miller.
Yes. You don't need another Scotty Miller. You got Ben Skowronek.
Isn't Scotty Miller? Where's is
he? He's still here.
Yeah.
Right. And that, listen, he's fine. Trey Palmer's fine. I almost called him Trey Parker. Is that the guy from South Park?
Yep. Yeah.
Trey Palmer's fine. He's an NFL player. Good for him. He had 7 first downs last year. Miss me on that. Because here's the thing with Jonnu Smith. Like, you would have to rework a deal for him. He's not, in my opinion, going to get high-end tight end money because he's had 3 good seasons, 1 arguably great season, which was last year. But I'm not even giving him, I don't think, Pat Freiermuth money.
No.
And then you could still go out. If Aaron Rodgers is only going to take $10 million, you could still go out and you could pay an Amari Cooper. It ain't that hard to figure out why you're making a face.
No, I'm agreeing.
Okay, because I'm collecting football cards now.
No, it's good. Yeah, I'm agreeing. Financially, I mean, I wouldn't even think about financially. You're good.
You can lower the cap hit in all likelihood of TJ Watt this year, depending on how that contract looks moving forward.
Well, what do you think that you would have to give up to give Jonnu Smith, though?
That's a great question. He's only got 1 year left on his deal. I don't know. I don't know what you'd have to give up. I'm probably not giving up more than a 4th for him.
I was going to say, yeah, 5th.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's better. Do that. Give him a 5th. I mean, I'm guessing you'd have to sign him to the contract, be one of those sign and trade kind of deals.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he'd break the bank. I'm a little wary about the reporting on this. Like, I do wonder if it's just Jonnu Smith's agent trying to get more out of the Miami Dolphins.
I would be weary, too, if there wasn't a serious link to Arthur Smith.
I think that could be what they're using, though. Like, hey, look, it makes a ton
Arthur
of sense.
Smith wants him.
I totally agree with that.
So I think it's legitimate that the Steelers want him.
I think the Steelers have checked in.
Yeah.
I think it's out there because I'm guessing Jonnu Smith would want to stay in Miami. Doesn't mean he wouldn't want to come here as his second option. I think both things can be true.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to stay in Miami.
Yeah, I would, too.
What's going on with Stephon Diggs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was on that boat?
I don't know who was on that. I thought he was dating Cardi B.
I thought she was on the boat.
I didn't see her, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she was hiding somewhere, but it didn't look like she was there. It looked like he was talking to a group of women and giving them some extracurriculars.
Yeah, I had only seen the initial video where you had 3 women just chatting with Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
I then saw the second video.
Is she there?
I can't tell.
Okay.
I don't know what.
Do you even know who Cardi B is?
I do, but I don't know what she looks like. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup, to be honest.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to cross-reference my Google search. But the second video, he was slapping some tight ends, is what was going on there.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she probably wasn't there, unless she's down.
And then, Mike Vrabel was asked, but he said, I'm aware of the video. Listen, TJ Watt, he's got a newborn. DK Metcalf has a two-month-old. Stephon Diggs, he's just doing what he would be doing at any other time of the year.
Hanging out.
He's just hanging. It's all voluntary.
Yep.
All right, 412-928-9370 if you have a strong opinion on Trey Palmer. We'll also give you some more fan five alarm information, like our lineup, what Doran and I will be up to next Thursday. First, it's a Nicholas. Well, first, it's 646. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Going to be joined by Pat Narduzzi coming up in the next segment. The three game times have been released in the first three games of the season. I said that poorly. You know what I'm talking about. Pitt football kicks off their season August 30th against Duquesne. Noon at the Ack. September 6th against Central Michigan. Noon at the Ack. And then 3:30 on September 13th on ESPN. I hope College Game Day is there. We'll get into that.
Yep.
Pat Narduzzi going to join us to talk about all those things and much more. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is a week from yesterday. Actually, we'll still be on the air doing 5 Alarm stuff a week from right now. The average cost of gear for firefighters over $13,000. That's why we are hosting the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union to raise funds for volunteers who serve our community. You can donate right now, and I would advise you and ask for you please to do that at 937thefan.com, presented by Cintas, Southside Plumbing and Heating, Target Freight Management, and Glick Fire Equipment. You and me kick things off from 6 to 8, and then Starkey is going to be with me from 8 until 10 a.m. I'm excited about that.
Yes.
And then you and Donnie are going from noon until 2.
Yeah, we got a nice little schedule, too, and we put together yesterday.
You guys have already planned?
Oh, yeah. Donnie hit me up right away. He was like, let's go. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to book it out. It's going to be nice.
You have guests?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Can I guess one?
Yeah.
Friermuth?
No.
What? I know Donnie and Fry are now cool.
Well, we obviously...
You and Fry are cool.
He has practice.
Oh. Does he have practice between 8 and 10? I mean, come on with me,
Patty. Yeah, he said he has practice, yeah. He can't do it at all.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's mini camp.
I don't know about eight or 10, but I don't think he's going to want to do it with if it was you.
What the hell?
That's what he said. He calls you Scrawly.
He loves me.
He says Scrawly.
He might like me less. In fact, he probably does like me less than he likes you, than he likes Donnie, but he does like me. We tried to meet up before the West Virginia Penn State game last year.
Did you guys meet up?
No. Mm. He blew me off. You'll be on with Donnie and Jeff the following morning from 6 until 8. And then I'll be with Pony from 8 until 10:30 a.m. So looking forward to all that. And then I'm with Callis and Mulsey.
Oh, that'll be good.
From 6 until 7 p.m.
You going to let Callis run it?
Oh, we should let Callis be the point guard. We're going to play the name game. I did text
what's that?
Mulsey about that. That's where they play this on the PM show. I love it. I'm always enthralled by this, where they'll pick a random category. The producer will pick a random category. So they had Jolie Nelson run it, and they had Donnie in studio. Random category, and you just name a name until somebody can't get one right. So they did NBA MVPs, and they just go around in a circle until someone gets it wrong.
Okay.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I want to play that with Mulsey and Mr. Callis.
You know what? The PM team doesn't know that I didn't officially lose the election yet, and Mueller said that he would bring on my opponent as a surprise guest.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Wow.
Did you lose?
No.
You still haven't counted the second two provisional ballots?
Yep, the election is still unofficial.
For God's sakes.
Unreal.
All right, we've spent too much time in this segment because we got to get to Pat Narduzzi. He's going to join us next. Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 66, Mario Lemieux, Alan Faneca, low of 54, 85% chance of rain.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
Hmm, that's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.